Now, O Lord, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for yourself. Amen. I've been here for over 5 years now. Time has gone by. We often see politicians going into post, and in 5 years their dark hair has turned grey. Well, mine was already white, for those of you who didn't know me when I arrived. But I have aged. But thinking of our New Testament reading today, I do wonder about the ideas and hopes I had when I first arrived. What hopes and plans I had hoped to achieve by now. Are they reached? Why not? Did I not assess correctly what support I had or needed? And did I think about what was really needed and wanted here? And have I changed direction? Of course, with HS2 on our doorstep here and all the changes of plans to that and the massive upheaval that has caused and is still causing, us locals can actually say with a wry smile, we're not doing too badly in our plans in comparison. But that's not what we're being asked to do. Compare ourselves to others. Drawing this season of Lent, which is recognised and celebrated by Christians all over the world, whilst a joint affair, we do it as a single person, each turning to God, using this opportunity to focus our attention on God, to build up, to develop our relationship with God. It is not a one-off action, turning to God, opening our hearts, letting him in, saying we love him, welcoming him into our lives. It is ongoing. And Lent is an opportunity to do this, to refocus our attention. From the moment we have the cross put on our forehead at the imposition of ashes, we are focused on the journey that Jesus took to the cross, what he did for us and why he did it. If any of you made it to church this morning, we were reminded of why Jesus did it in our gospel reading today. It's one of the most famous Bible verses found in our gospel reading today. John 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. And it goes on to clarify in the next verse, verse 17. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. So during this season of Lent, we focus on what Jesus did for us. Jesus coming to live amongst us, showing compassion and love to all, showing us the way to live. And then he went to the cross, carrying all our burdens, obedient to God. And why did he do it? Not to condemn us, but Jesus came to save us, the world, all of us, all creation. Because God, Jesus, loves us all dearly. So Jesus took up the cross, and we are called by Jesus in our reading today to take up our cross and follow him. It's said in verse 27 today, and whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. So, carrying our cross. Well, with Good Friday coming up, we will have men and maybe women physically carrying a cross, symbolically through their town, through their village, to the local church. But carrying our cross is not just a symbol of carrying burdens in our life. In fact, we're told in John 10, verse 10, Jesus came so we can live our lives abundantly. God wants us to have abundant lives. No, in Jesus' time, the cross was a symbol of death, of terrible suffering to death. But we know the death of Jesus on the cross led to our salvation. Our sins, past, present, and future, being forgiven, and our eternal existence being promised. Our lives continuing after this earthly one. The cross we carry is the cross of salvation. Carrying our cross means dying to our own earthly desires, our own earthly plans, and looking to follow Jesus as he leads the way. We may have overlap. We may be doing a lot of good in our lives that might not be in contradiction to Jesus' way. That's great. But we may have to deny ourselves to follow the way of Jesus fully. And of course, following Jesus doesn't mean we will not have hardships, not have difficulties. Look at all the trouble we've got with the organ this evening. People out there pumping it to get the music to flow. The Son of God, who had performed all those miracles, preached to so many, brought Lazarus back from the death. He stumbled on the way under the pressure of the cross and needed help to continue. And Simon was called upon by the Roman soldiers to take the burden of the cross. Someone from the crowd, we've discovered his name was Simon, he was called from the crowd to come and take the burden of the cross from Jesus' shoulders so Jesus could continue his journey. I was checking in with one of my boys recently, how he was getting on. I knew life had been a bit tough for him and I wanted to see how he was doing. And he said, yeah, life isn't too bad, actually. In fact, I've been feeling a bit guilty. He said, I've been helping a few of my mates out who are having problems and it's made mine ease off a bit. In fact, seeing theirs, sharing their burdens, makes mine easier. And in fact, makes me realise my burdens aren't that bad. My problems aren't so big. Isn't it great when we see God's work in our children's lives? God's work happening. And they don't even recognise it and know it is going on. Sharing one another's burdens on our journey in life is a big part of our work as disciples of Jesus. In our journey through Lent and through life, sharing and helping all folk, not just our fellow Christians. Jesus taught us that in all he did whilst he was here on earth, walking amongst us as a fellow human being. I think it is in Galatians 6, I haven't got the verse, but it's Galatians 6 that Paul writes, bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Bear one another's burdens, and in this you will fulfill the law of Christ. So we're now on our second Sunday of Lent. Still plenty of time to assess how we're getting on in turning to God, seeking forgiveness for our failings, remembering his great love and mercy. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness and all who looked on it were forgiven, so was the Son of Man lifted up for us all. So all who look on him, who survey the cross, the wondrous cross, and follow his way, who believe in him the very best way that they can, with all our faults. Well, Jesus did that so we may have eternal life. It is our gospel message to share with all. A love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Amen.